Okay. Yeah.
I think you're ready. I think you got this.
But you're going to clip and we can... Yeah. So if yep. we, okay, yeah, good. We'll so I don't up. Have to be
no.
on. Okay.
No. all right. So what's up, guys? We're here at BMX, and Dr. Olson and I, you know, we've been in vet med for some years now, and we've had the pleasure of meeting so many amazing people on our journey and making so many great friends in the veterinary industry that are in all over the world. And this lovely lady is one of those people. This is Dr. Teva Stone, and we are super excited to be able to reconnect here at this veterinary conference. She's out of Colorado, and so we don't get to see each other often. And we figured, what better way to reconnect than to force her to be on our podcast. So here we are. Thanks.
I felt very honored to be here. And of course, I expected to be on your podcast because...
Mandatory.
Yeah,
I know.
It just had to happen.
I'm just glad it could be in person and not
absolutely.
Virtually yeah. or like through yes. FaceTime or something.
Yes.
So this is perfect.
Yes.
We can even share mics if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wait, my turn. Hi.
Yeah. So speak into my chest, please.
Just what I was dreaming of.
So... I'm going to call you Dr. Stone for the sake of the podcast because that's what we do.
But Amanda has one. It's hilarious how she can turn on and off Lou versus Dr. Olson.
I'm impressive.
Yeah.
No, impressive.
I think it's important. I think that I can have these personal relationships with you guys, but you guys work your asses off to get to where you are. And I think putting the doctor in front of your name is really important. But yeah, so Dr. Stone. That's weird.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, why is my name not
Have you
Dr.
ever
Stone?
Called me Dr. Stone?
No, I've
I don't
never.
Think you have.
I don't even think I've ever used your last name towards you. So that is really weird coming out of
hard.
My mouth.
Yeah.
But one of the big things that we're really looking forward to doing here at VMX is picking everybody's brain and just getting good, solid advice for our listeners. And so I just, you know, I'm going to kind of throw a curveball here, and I hope you're ready for it. But if you could give pet owners one piece of advice, just one, what would it be and why?
One piece of advice. I have so much advice to give.
I know.
Cutting me down to one.
Yeah, I know. This is the hard part. This is why I said I didn't give her time to think.
To have a conversation with your veterinarian. I think communicate. And I mean, if you want to come in and tell me the story about your husband and what he did and why you're fighting and where you're going to counseling, that's great. But I really mean really more about your pet. I think there's so much is about back and forth communication, right?
Yeah.
If they don't tell you what their pet means to them, what their pet's day looks like, what their goals are in that appointment, I think is you can't get anywhere.
Yeah.
How do you reach the same goal if you're not on the same page about it? You have no idea someone's personal expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, that would be my communicate.
Yeah.
Communicate.
Don't touch the table.
Oh, don't touch the table. Don't touch the table.
I told them not to touch the table. She touched the. She hit the damn table.
I did. I sit on my hands.
So because this is probably our favorite part about our podcast, it's really just being able to open up and be real with our listeners. Do you have any funny stories when it comes to communication with your clients?
Oh my goodness.
Or just in general.
I
love veterinary stories. Yeah.
I think I just kicked the table.
Kick the table, folks.
Kick the table, guys. Oh my gosh, so many funny stories. I think. I mean, do you want me to tell the rabbit ear mic one? We did that one.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so
she told us. We got a sneak peek, but you can hear it now.
it's a good one. There's actually another one too. Off as well. I'll tell this one first. So we were. We had a paging system in our hospital, so they would, Dr. Stone to the front or whatever. There's an appointment here. So they paged us. This young lady was at the front desk, and someone called and wanted to ask a question about a surgery. And she calls back on the intercom system and said, "What do I quote a client? He wants to know how we fix a tripped orphan."
I think we need to branch out to another person for help. Or is this your specialty that we don't know about?
It's like, wow, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it, and I need more information.
Research,
communicate.
Research.
Yeah. Communicate.
People are out here tripping orphans. What do I tell them?
Well, it turns out it was a crypt orchid, right? So it was
that's
awesome.
An easier thing to do. I mean, yeah. Your life got
I don't
so
know
much
how
better.
To fix a tripped orphan, but I can do a crypt orchid surgery. No problem. I got it.
That I can give you.
Yeah. The other one was, this was early on in my career as well. I actually do think it was the same young lady. Bless her heart. She was fantastic. It was late at night. I think it was one of my last appointments. And I was sitting there working on my records, and she lays this clipboard down in front of me that we would have to go into the rooms. And on the front of it, it said, rabid ear mites.
Rabid.
Rabid.
Not rabbit.
Yeah, like rabid.
Okay.
Gonna attack you. Drooling.
Avoiding water.
Yeah.
Ear mites with rabies. Got it.
Rabies. Ear mites that have rabies. And I looked at that, and I was a young veterinarian. So I didn't track small animal, so I was a large animal tracker in school.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either. That is wild.
I had said I will never put my hands on a dog or a cat except to pet them.
Huh.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. Who knew? I ended up owning a practice. I don't know. That's funny how life works. But so I get rabid ear mites on this clipboard, and I thought, oh my gosh. Well, I've never heard of this. And so I truly legit got on the internet and was like, can ear mites get rabies?
And we're all facts and
everything. Google tells the truth for everything.
Yeah, right.
Right?
If they were rabid, I would know.
Then Google will know. So, and obviously, I did not find anything about rabid ear mites. And after getting in and communicating with my client, I found out she meant rabbit, like fuzzy bunny, hoppy, rabid ear mites. So,
well, yeah. Again, much easier.
Much
now.
Easier. So, I can treat those.
Much easier.
Yeah, I can treat those. So.
That is so, it's almost, I feel like in vet med, it's a game of telephone from the start to finish. So communication, like to your point, is almost a necessity every single moment. Mm-hmm. Like we even 100%. Have silent communication. Owners are texting in, and like even things like spade, SPADE. Mm-hmm. I think even our staff members to know what sometimes some of those really simple errors are when they're talking to us, because they are medically educated a lot of times. So that's
or distemperment.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what we're here for. We're here to
exactly
educate you guys and just know that I know I've said it before now even, but that as long as you're coming in and you're having a conversation, like the judgment's out the door.
Oh, 100%.
Like, we are here for education.
Absolutely.
And that is, I think, a big passion of probably everybody in veterinary medicine is educating our clients. Mm-hmm. So,
and I think, I mean, we talked a little bit earlier, not on here, but about the human animal bond. And I think the educating and the conversations with clients, I mean, I think sometimes for some people, they see veterinarians as, well, we're doctors. Did you know that?
You are doctors.
I'm a doctor.
Are we real
We're
doctors?
Real doctors. We do have degrees. We are real doctors. We don't just play them on TV. And
I just slapped you on the tit. Podcast canceled. We get a little frisky on our podcast. Anyone want to join? Are we looking for any other in-person guests?
I was just trying to stop you from looking at your microphone.
Again.
Okay.
I'll stop. I'll stop. I fidget.
Do I have a microphone here?
You probably can't.
All right. Okay. I can cut that out. Or I won't. I don't know.
I liked it. So... No, what were we talking about?
Human-animal bond.
Oh, yeah. Real doctors, human-animal bond. But that makes me... There's sometimes they don't want to talk to you because... I don't know why. But I... Because I don't know about... I know you.
You go in... It's easier to do with your peers. Like, yeah. Have a conversation and say, like, oh, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, tell a doctor, like, I'm actually confused at what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Because it almost, to their mind, might feel like they're telling us they...
That they're uneducated.
Yeah, or like that we're not communicating properly.
Right.
When we kind of need to meet people where they are. What do you already know? We don't want to assume a level of knowledge, but we also don't want to assume you don't know. Maybe you've had 3 dogs that you've rescued that have had heartworm disease. You've been through treatment. You understand all of this. We don't want to break it down to that like minute level for you. So just tell us. Like, just tell us where you're coming from, what questions you have. Start that conversation.
Yeah. Or you've had cats and dogs your whole life and you've never once tripped an orphan.
Right.
So, I mean,
oh, good job. So, yeah. Good for you.
Congrats,
yeah. Or had rabid ear mites.
Yeah.
I mean, ears like, all are vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen every one of those mites. Baby syringes.
So I think absolutely to your point, just have a conversation. It's so important. Ask the question. It's not a stupid question.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's some of us that are really good about. What else do you need? How do you understand? What questions do you have? Kind of doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
But some of us aren't. And some of us, I mean, I walk into a room thinking that everybody's my best friend.
Yeah.
And we're going to be best friends forever. And you love me and you don't even know me. And I can't wait for us to be
friends. And I know that I love you.
Yes.
Even though this is the first time I'm meeting you.
Yes. And so I think it's... Some people aren't like us, I guess. But so, yeah, I think having a conversation is so important. And I want to know because I want to make sure that you have all the answers that you need. And if I said something that you don't understand, because I can talk fast and a lot. And
sometimes you use the doctor, like the medical terminology even with our staff members, like there are certain... terminology, like certain words that doctors use in their notes and in their results and findings, and staff members are looking at and they're like, they want me to call about this, but I don't know what this word means. And so it's not just the clients that don't get it. It's sometimes even us as support staff.
Yeah.
So it comes down to communication and education.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
The way that we can provide the best patient care is by communicating with everyone involved better.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's clients that don't want to talk that are super introverted. I remember this one client.
These are the best stories when you're running it through your head.
He was a wonderful client, wonderful. And he would bring his dog in. Her name was Lexi, I believe. And he would bring her in and I would go into the exam room and he would just sit very flat face, like no emotion, barely would make eye contact with me. I would do the exam on the dog and I would try to have a conversation
with him. You could talk to literally.
I was running my mouth the whole time. We were just, like I said, we were best friends. And except for he just didn't talk to me like a best friend talks to me. And so,
my silent best friend.
Bestie. We're having a conversation.
Remember, we're talking. So, I would walk into the room and I'd say, hi, it's so great to see you. And he'd say, yeah, it's good to see you too. Oh, okay. So I made a plan that I was going to make him smile. And that was my mission. And it probably took 3 visits and I finally did it. And I would go in there every single time because other people would see him and his pet.
Yeah.
And he was so nice. I mean, it wasn't, but I just wanted him to smile. I wanted him to be happy to see me.
Everyone must
as happy
me.
To see me as I was to see him. And I wanted him to show it. So I made it a goal every time I went in to make him smile. And I'll be darned if I would walk in that room. I got a train.
Was there like confetti bombs going off when it happened?
I walked out. I walked out and I started high-fiving everybody the first time it happened. I did it!
So what did you do?
I asked him about his dog. I started asking him, so that's like the human animal bond thing, right? How, I mean, so many people, I think
it's
like. Are we
not addressing the fact that it's exactly just.
That was so good.
Coolest thing ever.
There's a lot of them here. Yeah. That's trouble.
I would fall. Super dangerous. Yeah. Or in a wall. I'm so sorry. Please celebrate it. I really wanted you to be like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But that probably would make him never smile again.
Well,
it'd be like negative reinforcement.
I probably laughed a little extra hard and like smiled a little bit bigger, so he may have felt a little creepy, but because I was like,
yes, my moment.
I may have fist pumped a couple of times. I mean,
yeah. Like, she opens the door, red carpet just starts flowing behind her.
Banners pop out. Like,
so it was. But I asked him about his dog. I asked him to tell me something. She was such a good dog, and I don't remember exactly how the conversation went. But once he started talking about her. Started smiling, and the story was she knew how to get into their refrigerator, and so they would leave, and she would go open their refrigerator and eat their food out of their fridge. And he was in there smiling and laughing, and so and from then on out, I could always just bring up that conversation, which then would
just build upon it.
And
I think people don't realize how much we want. This is even better. This is so much talent. You guys are about to see something really.
You're really good at that.
Not listening.
He can't hear me. He's got earbuds in.
That is impressive. Yeah. Impressive.
That is work smarter, not harder. That is the billboard for working smarter.
We should video that and send it to our team. What can we do? That
you want to talk about efficiency?
Yeah, we're all getting segmented in our tiny little hallways. This is great. It's not dangerous at all.
You'd have to stay in roller skates, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No segue for you.
Oh, okay.
Roller skating.
Roller skating on a segue.
Oh, that can
be fun. I'll use the segue to pull me.
There you go. On your roller skates. Yes. That'll go so good. So it's going to really work well for you.
Yeah, for me. I can already see this all.
Can you video that for me?
Yeah, I got you. It will be on the podcast. I think it's interesting to hear how much as veterinarians we want to connect with owners.
Yeah.
Like I think they come in and sometimes they're like, oh, they're here. Like people will say, oh, I know you're busy and you don't have time for this. And I'm like, no, literally this is my time with you. My time with you. This is what I truly believe. And this is what I'm passionate about is helping you and your pet. And I need to talk to you in order to do that. I don't want you to feel rushed. Like there might be a lot going on, but this is the purpose of our position.
Yeah, absolutely. And to look at your schedule in the day and be excited about who you're seeing because you've been able to build those connections and that you're exactly right. Your time in that room, I'm yours. Lucky you.
Yeah.
For 30 minutes. You got me.
Lucky.
You're so lucky. Which is more time than most people have. What do you want to talk about?
Just like I'm just going to schedule an appointment with you just for that 30 minutes.
I just need some time. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I appreciate this. I think it gives owners a little bit of an understanding about what's going on behind the scenes, but also to connect with other veterinarians. Like this is what we're passionate about. Like this is so cool to hear people that want to be in those rooms, want to make those connections, want to take amazing care of pets. And it's so fun. And we're now here at a conference with how many thousands of people
so many. Very just here to learn. Here to learn how to be a better
doctor, human, technician, assistant, whatever role you have in the hospital, like
just to be better for our clients and patients.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that one of the things that was eye-opening to me, I mean, we get into veterinary medicine because we love pets, right?
Yeah.
We want to pet all the puppies and the kittens. And
that's all we do all day.
That's all we do. We don't do anything else. I mean, I mostly just sit down holding animals. Kissing this one on the head and then this one on the head, and that's what I do. But
I hope that our listeners know what's our
guess. Yeah.
So much so. you don't, like, we'll sit down. Next podcast can be about our jobs. We'll take you on a tour of.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there should be an assembly line of people just bringing by puppies and kittens for me to kiss.
Well, I think there should be, like, you know, there's lunch time sometimes. Sometimes.
What is that?
Can we have, like, puppy kitten break where it's like a requirement that these 15 minutes they're going to be like, our little assembly line, we're like, yay, back to work,
get on it. But no, I think that that was one thing that was eye-opening to me as I've gone through my career is this all started out because of animals. But why do I keep doing it every day? It's because of the people.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's the people. I truly, it's touching the lives of people through their pets. And that was huge for me to realize because I never dreamed that I would want to stay in this profession because of the people.
It's going to be your campaign slogan when you run for president.
I am going to.
Yeah.
2028?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Touching the lives of people.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah. Done. You're my vice president.
I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be your campaign manager. Too.
Okay.
Can I have a job?
Can we run jointly? Okay. Can this be a team?
Oh, team presidency. I feel like that actually is
a genius idea.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. All right. We got this.
Here we go.
You heard it, folks.
2028.
We're coming for you. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my goodness. I adore you, too. I'm so excited about your podcast. This makes me happy.
All right.